The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyamba Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on.
Yeah.
Oh, good lord, it is.
We had exploding kitties.
Yes, we did. And we have steel kitties.
We've got lots of things going on. Anyway, go ahead and cue Betty.
Hello.
Hello.
Boo woo. Boo weep. I see one. I see two. I see three, and that's it. Let's keep this shit short.
Bloody hell, Betty. You got it. Love you. Smooches.
Smooches.
You never give up, do you, Roger? Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty. Hi, everyone. This is Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe in Studio B in Chicagoland. By the way, our chat room is open at www.shyamble.info. And I didn't even prep it.
I didn't even
and
go into it.
The phone lines are ready for you, too.
The phone lines are open.
327-8566. Again, that's 813-327-8566.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit, and this is episode 147 of the Joe and Anthony Show, Hot Naked Aliens.
Woo!
Monday, August 27th, 2018. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit incompetech.com for more. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony. You got it, Joe.
She dumped the gun on you there.
That's okay. So, how was your day, Anthony?
It was a day. I spent a good portion of my day dealing with a handheld device that I will remain nameless, but it is named after a fruit, and I am not a fan of them. But other than that, it was all right. For a Monday, it was a rough start Monday. It was one of those Mondays where you get up, well, you barely get up, and you know, it's like you get the coffee, you drink the second coffee because you know the first one didn't do shit. So you try the second one, and then all you're doing is shitting in the morning, and you're still half asleep. You're driving to work half asleep. Of course, you're still doing better than half the other fucking idiots on the road. And then, yeah, so like most of the morning, I was just kind of in this cloud of why can't I just go back to bed? But it cleared up. The day got a little brighter, and the cloud got a little smaller, and you know that's that. So that was my day. How was yours?
Well, I'm just making a fool of myself in the chat room. Which can be found at www.shyampa.info. My day was interesting. I sold my printer back to my other day job because that's basically all I use it for, so why not? So I got that boxed up, and then I kind of went somewhere today.
Okay, you kind of went somewhere. Walk. Where'd you go, Joe?
Let's see. I went to Abupan.
Abupan. I haven't been to an Abupan in years. I would so love to go to an Abupan.
Oh, they had this peach muffin that was delicious.
Do you know what I really like? Remember in my building there was that Boudin Bakery?
Yes.
That was good. And then Schlotzky's. You can't forget Schlotzky's. All right, I'm sorry. I will stop taking you down food lane and let you talk.
But then, you know, just the rest of the day, I kind of just spent some time thinking about, you know, what it is I exactly want to do. And, you know, I'm enjoying this radio stuff, and I see the amount of people out there doing it. And I don't think that's a distraction or a, not a distraction, a discouragement.
A discouragement.
Because, you know, everybody's got a little bit of a different technique and a different humor. Some people got it straight on. Some people just don't.
So, yeah, so you've been, now what have you been doing? We're gonna chat up a little bit before we go to the weed corner. What you've been, what, you've been on some groups or something? You've been tracking down some other podcasts,
you know,
radio, internet radio
people? I've been looking for other podcasts, other radio people. I wanted to connect with others and see how other people are handling their stations and their shows and such forth and whatnot. And I found a lovely group that is dedicated to allowing you to advertise your shit.
Oh, really?
So, like I posted tonight.
Okay.
I would love to live without shit, guest 305. That would be awesome. But anyways.
But you gotta poop. You gotta poop. If you don't poop, it gets septic, and that's not good. Septic is not good. I've watched enough episodes of ER to know that septic is not good.
So where was that?
You're telling us about this community that you've delved into.
Yeah, so the community is just for just advertising your stuff, and
okay.
So I've kind of pick up some things and follow some things, and I've started to discover that a lot of the talk and comedy is at least an hour and a half to 2 hours long these days.
Wow!
With your shorter stuff being produced more by your corporate things like NPR, for instance.
You're still not going to get us to an hour and a half. I'm still fine with an hour.
No, you know, and I'm fine with an hour, too, because we have plenty of news content, and we've gotten our time down pretty well. So,
no, that's true. That's very true. Very
like, even like right now, I'm not even in the script, but I realize that we have plenty of time.
Yes,
so
I can look at my
weed
timer.
Corner?
The weed corner.
We still need an intro for that.
Yeah, that helps. That would help.
Maybe that could be a Roger thing. Roger
maybe
could do an intro.
Maybe Roger. Roger can do an intro for the weed corner.
Yeah.
All right. So our first weed corner story of the night comes from marijuana.com.
Yay.
Yes, a bill requiring California prosecutors to erase or reduce tens of thousands of bouncing criminal cannabis-related convictions. I just saw you bouncing. Was approved by the state Senate on this past Wednesday. The bill requires Democratic Governor Jerry Brown's signature to pass.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm sure that probably won't be that big of a deal. And the state estimates that almost 220,000 cases are eligible and have until the July 2019 deadline to compile the list of eligible cases and forward it to the appropriate district attorney's office. So you have until July of next year. If you're listening to us on prison radio, you know. But
we a part of prison radio?
I don't know. We carry their show. I don't know if they carry us. Who knows? I think it's WRCKUT. They're up in Canada. I don't think they like to carry stuff from Americans because we're kind of crass.
Well, but will they allow profanity?
No.
Huh.
Almost nobody does. That's probably why we can't.
That's why we're internet.
That's why we're internet only. And you know, it's like, well, why don't you swear less? And you know, I've tried it, and it just doesn't feel the same. I'm sorry.
Right?
It's just not
it
the same
too
thing.
Too vanilla and too...
Too vanilla.
Production-y.
Exactly. If I wanted vanilla, I'd go out and hump the lawn. So they'll
Anyways.
Get the cases in by July 2019. Prosecutors will have until July 2020 to decide which cases they wish to challenge. Nonviolent felony convictions for possession or distribution of less than 1 ounce or 28.35 grams of marijuana is eligible for reductions to misdemeanors. Many with marijuana convictions don't even know that they are eligible. Or if they know that they're eligible, they find the process too cumbersome.
Too cumbersome.
Too cumbersome.
That's just too bad.
Well, no, it's one of those things where it's the state has made it very complicated to go through the process.
That's what the state's saying.
Yeah, the state's like, well, we're just going to make it hard for you, so we don't have to. We can keep getting our money from 3GS for housing prisoners. The next story comes from the National Marijuana News. Marijuana News. California has now quashed, and this is, I have to dig National Marijuana News because they said that California had squashed. There's no legal term of squashed. It's called quashed. And I hate it when people say, oh, they squashed that. No, they quashed it. It's quashed.
But can you quash your squash?
I don't think you can quash a squash. Why unless not? You bring a, well, you can bring a, you can bring, if, I guess if you can bring your squash to court, you can get it quashed. California has now quashed state or Senate Bill 930, which was supposed to create a private state regulated banking system for cannabis companies. Remember, we were talking about this a while ago. And actually what it is the title of this article is it's saying how marijuana banking problems are worse in California and Florida now. So that happened. So no State Bank of California for the
until
marijuana
they
dispensaries.
Deregulate or deschedule it.
They have to deschedule it. That's
deschedule
the only way.
Yeah, that's the only way.
And
it's
they won't.
Never going to happen.
They won't. They won't.
The United of States.
And that's the ridiculous part. I don't understand why. All right, so in Florida now, you know, there's some pro cannabis campaign going around in Florida, because you know the whole botched Amendment 2 that we dealt with that gave us that whole situation of, you know, you can't smoke flower, blah 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 blah, this, that, everything else. So a Wells Fargo bank in Florida closed out the campaign account of a candidate running for the agricultural commissioner position after they asked if she was going to accept funds from state legal medical marijuana businesses. Of course she was going to. She supports it. She's you know, she's agricultural. She's like, we could grow lots of marijuana in Florida.
But, you know, Wells Fargo has some nerve asking that question.
Wells Fargo is a bunch of assholes.
Quite deceptive practices on their own right, so whatever.
Unfortunately, I pay my mortgage faithfully every month.
That's lucky you weren't one of those 400 families.
No, Jesus, I know, right? Oh, I wouldn't know what to do. I'd burn the damn bank down. The legal cannabis industry is approaching $10 billion with a B, dollars currently, with expectations that it will grow to over $47 billion by 2027. So in 10 years, in less than 10 years, it's going to be a $47 billion industry. That is second to the soft drink industry, I believe.
Wow.
Big sugar, big carbonated, big carbonated sugar. No, big actually, it's not really sugar. No, because it isn't sugar. It's high fructose corn syrup. So it's big HCFS or whatever. Fuck that
I like
shit.
HVS.
All right. Big corn. It's really big corn. You would think that government, and this is the funny thing about it, because in Florida and in California and all these other states as well, like California and Washington, the cannabis industry is totally cash only. And don't you think, and it's funny, because you think the government, as nosy as these motherfuckers are, would want to be able to track all of this money moving through the system and know whose hands it's touching and where it's going. And I'm sure the banking industry would love to know this information, too. It's like, really? What the hell? So anyway, that's it. That's my weed news. It's a mixed bag tonight. So, all right, Joe, we got a dictionary thing for you, I think.
Well, we do. And just before we get into that dictionary thing, I wanted to mention that I've kind of started to delve into the investing world. And I have diversified out of the U.S. and gone over to Canada to purchase. You okay over there?
I'm sorry. I'm I'm quite tired this evening, and there's been a weather front. We've had a lot of weather fronts. So my jaw and my sinus. Yeah, it's like when I yawn, it feels so good. I'm like, oh, my sinus.
I got you. I know how that. I totally know how that feels. But anyways, I'm starting to invest in a stock or two from Canada.
Oh, there you go.
Has a different outlook on the whole legalization because they've legalized it.
Yes, and Joe cannot tell you what those stocks are.
No, I cannot.
Because we cannot give financial advice.
Financial advice in which we cannot ever hope to provide.
No, I if you do not, if you're going to take in financial advice from anybody, don't take it from us. All right, that we.
So yeah. Moving along to the dictionary word of the day.
Dictionary word of the day,
which I do have.
Oh, you have music for? I'll turn it up the background bed. There you go.
So what's better than chips, skipper, and a biscuit? It's discovering a new word. Today, Joe is going to pick a word at random from his 1983 The American Heritage Dictionary.
Sounds like you're panting heavily.
Okay, here we go!
Woo! Okay, folks. Today's word of the day is imbibe. Ooh. And you know what imbibe is?
No, what does it mean?
Imbibe is a verb, imbibing, to drink or to take in, as if in by drinking to absorb. Like he imbibed quite heavily on a Friday night, and a Saturday night, and a Sunday night, and quite possibly a Monday, Tuesday, and a Wednesday night, but took Thursday off just because he wanted to watch TV.
Who the fuck doesn't drink to absorb? Isn't that the whole process of drinking something?
Right.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Well,
I feel so imbibed
of
now.
Imbibing.
Yes.
You know, you might need a place to unload all of that imbibing. And, well, our story that we found on Sunday whilst doing his script work.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you're doing that now. I should have given you more time.
That's okay. So this is from our friends over at CNN. Basically, eco-friendly open-air urinals cause uproar in Paris. And I suggest that you mute the page because it will probably audio-wise very quickly. Anyways, you see a gentleman when you go to the link just kind of standing there with his hands in front of him. Well, he's peeing. And Paris does this. And they have done this since the early 1800s. They've always had outdoor urinals.
Okay.
It's just been a part of their culture. So, you know, now the reason why they don't do it is because it's it's an equality thing for women. Women can't use these things. So.
Okay. Well, I guess that does suck.
Yeah.
But, so, you know.
Hey, did you have a comment or follow up to anything we've said tonight? Or do you want to be a part of this UniQ experience? Well, then give us a call at 813-327-8566. We're going to keep pushing until we get to episode 420, because we're at episode 147 right now.
Ooh.
So smoke them if you got them and give us a call. Okay, Roger, take it away.
Yay. Welcome back. Roger here. Thank God it's Monday.
Oh, wait a minute.
Because up next week...
What happened?
That's not right.
Uh-oh.
That's not right.
Oh.
If you didn't
robots.
Know it,
there
and
go.
If you did, pip pip for you. Anyway, this is your National Day moment, read out loud by me, Roger. Well, folks, today, August 27th, 2018, is National Potster Creme Day and National Just Because Day. So just because Joe is going to dump all of his Potster Creme in the garbage, and just because Anthony is going to push a button to the left that stimulates a spinning wheel on the right that Joe is going to pull with his left hand too, I think. Take it away, guys.
Thanks, Roger.
Hey, thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Joe. You're welcome, Anthony.
All right. Are we going to go ahead and give that wheel a spin?
Woo! Ah, the normal one.
I think it's the normal wheel.
However, this is not a normal story.
No, it is not.
Oh.
It's a story I imagine you may actually be part of at one time, Joe. I can see this totally being your thing. All right, WFLA News Channel 8 Tampa Bay brings us our not so random news story of the night.
From the King of Farts!
From the King of Farts. Yes, there is an actual King of Farts out there, ladies and gentlemen, and it's not Joe. A security guard in Polk County known as Paul Flart went viral after a video was posted of him farting at his job during the past 6 months.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Unfortunately, his newfound fame eventually cost him his job when his employer saw the viral video. Despite arguing with his supervisor that there is nothing identifying the company that he works for in the videos, he still lost his job. That kind of sucks.
Yeah.
In an Instagram Live, Paul Flart shows the moment he's fired and tells his followers, "That's it, we lost the job, guys. Don't fret, though." Flart told Vice that he plans on launching his own merchandise in the future and may take his flatulent filming on the road with a travel show. Yeah. Back to you, Betty.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Shyampa Radio from Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, 104.5 FM, WRFU, which hosts the World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. And from archive.org, the Daily Tech News Show with Tom Merritt and Labor Express Radio with Jeremy Lucero. Be sure to visit Shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Back to you, Joe. Betty, out.
Well, thanks, Betty. And now it's time for your Shyampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. And don't forget, if you've got a hot tip for any department of the Shyampa radio station, give us a call at 813-227-8566. Well, unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly cloudy and breezy at 93. The dew point is at 69, which gives us humidity of 46, giving us a heat index of 98. The winds are out of the south at 23, gusting to 31. View pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, partly cloudy, with a low around 76. Breezy with a south-southwest wind around 20, with gusts as high as 35. Tuesday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5 a.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 90, heat index values as high as 93. Tuesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m., then showers and possibly a thunderstorm between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m., then showers and thunderstorms likely after 1 a.m., low around 70. Yes. Scroll through empty space required.
Yeah, why Wednesday, is all this empty space here?
I don't know. It confounds me because this tab is messed up. Anyways. Wednesday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1, mostly cloudy with a high near 74. But you know what? Grab your favorite device, because you need to tune in for Headphone Meditations with John DuBose at 7 p.m. New York time this Wednesday, August 29th. Be sure to visit our website, shyampa.info, for a complete broadcast schedule. And hey, come say hi in the chat room too, because we're all in there right now. Isn't that right?
Bloody hell.
And that's your Chicago weather, folks. And now for the news.
Off to the news.
And now for the news.
How do you not know there is something foreign in your body, especially if it's in your eyeballs?
I imagine that would be hard.
Right?
Yeah.
But not for this woman, because a team of doctors in Britain performed surgery on a woman with a swollen eyelid and found the cause. Guess what was up in there for 28 years?
A tampon. No.
Guess again.
Her dog.
Ooh. That would be a big dog or a small dog.
Contact lens?
Dog. Yes!
Oh, really? How about that?
A contact lens had been in her eye for 28 years, Anthony. 28 years!
Wow.
Doctors Surjan Patel and Lai Ling Tan and Helen Murgatroyd said in a report published on BMJ Case Reports that the 42-year-old woman suffered swelling just below her left eyebrow, and the cause was thought to be a cyst that grew steadily over a six-month period. The doctors performed surgery to remove the cyst and discovered it contained a rigid gas permeable contact lens, which the woman said she had not worn in decades.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. It was later revealed that the patient experienced childhood trauma while wearing her RGP contact lens 28 years previously.
Wow.
And so the patient assumed that the RGP lens fell out and was lost. However, it can be inferred that the lens migrated into the eyelid and resided there asymptomatically for 28 years.
28 years.
How could you not, like, feel that?
I don't know. I'd imagine it would be just annoying constantly there.
Hey. All right. But anyways, let's move on.
All right.
So, St. Louis sure does like things big. Well, guess what, folks? I'm actually heading out to the St. Louis area in a couple of weekends, and this may end up being a destination too. I've always been fascinated by chess because it requires you to think ahead many moves in order to survive. This is a failing of mine because sometimes I can't see myself being able to be that efficient with what limited brain power I might have. But who knows?
Who knows?
Anyways, members of the World Chess Hall of Fame in Missouri built the largest chess piece in the world, a king, standing at 20 feet tall.
Wow.
It's huge. It's like Harry Potter huge.
Right.
But Guinness World Records said the massive wooden sculpture erected this year in St. Louis to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the St. Louis Chess Club is the largest chess piece in the world, beating a 14-foot, 7-inch tall piece constructed in 2012. The king, sculpted from African sepal mahogany, stands in front of the World Chess Hall of Fame in the city.
Huh.
The iconic chess king chess piece not only serves as a beacon for the St. Louis chess campus, but also a regional and national landmark that exemplifies St. Louis's impact on the sport and art of American chess, says Brian Flowers, a marketing communications coordinator for the World Chess Hall of Fame.
He made that shit up.
Right? But I'm gonna see if I can, if my host will take me to this, and I'll take pictures.
That might be exciting. You can share us your story. Right? About,
It'll be an on-the-road chipskipper exclusive.
There you go. All right, let's roll you over.
All right.
If I can find the button. There we go. We got some polka.
Well, horny, sexy people.
Oh, my goodness.
When it gets hot, get out of the missionary position.
The following story may not be suitable for regular airing.
Oh, boy.
A health official in a Colombian city is urging residents to have less sex as a way to avoid dehydration during a heat wave that has impacted the area.
I see.
Yes. Yeah,
so less nookie, and you'll be better in the heat.
I mean, it gets pretty hot in Florida. How does that work down in there?
It doesn't work. I think it makes people want to fuck even more.
Right?
I mean, that's all I'm saying, you know.
So in the Caribbean city of Santa Marta, where temperatures have hovered in the mid-90s for much of the month,
Health like
Secretary Julio Salas told local radio station Radio Galeon, residents should avoid sex during the day when the temperatures are at their highs. Avoid making love or having sex at times when the temperature is high, especially at noon, because this activity places physical demands on you and increases your heart rate.
You know, I guess if you don't have air conditioning,
right?
You know, that would make a lot of sense. third world country problems, I guess. I think people fuck all the time here in the States.
If you have good air conditioning, there is no problem.
Oh, see, there we go. There we go. So you have, if you don't have air conditioning, no sex for you.
Well, too bad, because you're going to get a lot of horny people humping in the heat.
Humping in the heat. That's what horny people do. That's what the heat does. Make people crazy.
Anthony, that's it for my news. Back to you.
Oh, you're taking it back to me. All right. And unfortunately, I don't have a, I don't have an update. I don't have anything for This Way Out, so we have to go. Yeah, we have to go with the other exit one, which I guess we'll see how this goes. All right. So I never go through this one. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Do you want to be part of this digitally encapsulated, on air, spelled with an H, finger chicken, exploding? Oh, wait. I have to do a soundtrack here. Hold on. Wait. Exploding. Explosion. Do I have an explosion? Where the hell is the explosion? Oh, no. That's the cat. Okay. There we go. Chicken experience. Just visit us, shyampa.info. Find out how. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes after I find my sanity with this
apartment. Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Shyampa Radio. Flashback.
There is a dance every noon. Oh, now you might be on your toes. It's called special pantyhose. But tonight they call you energy. Your legs massage with every move. Refreshed with vibe, you glide so smooth. The more you move, the more they soothe. You know you've got your energy from me.
Attenzione! Give your hamburger an Italian accent with new Chef Boyardee Hamburger Italiano. Delizioso dinners from Chef Boyardee you make with hamburger. See, pasta and Italian-style sauce simmered to bring out the Italian in me.
Bravo! New Chef Boyardee Hamburger Italiano gives hamburger an authentic Italian accent.
Lasagna, spaghetti, all your favorites. Mangia Chef Boyardee Hamburger Italiano.
All over the country, women have stopped using fabric softeners.
You started saving money.
With Rainbow Fresh Yes Detergent Plus Fabric Softener.
Yes cleans. Deep down. Controls static clean. Plus Yes softens with a Rainbow Fresh scent.
So you can stop spending money on fabric softeners you don't need.
Get Rainbow Fresh Yes.
Yes is all you need to buy.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
You are tuned into Shyampa We Radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
I'm Diddly Day, an actor's life is gay. It's great to be a celebrity, an actor's life for me.
Every actor worth his salt strives to be honest and true in his portrayals on the stage or screen. Hello, this is Ian McKellen, and that's exactly what This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine, does as well, right here on this station.
It's 6:42 p.m., time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then,
hey!
The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Be careful where you place your implements. Hello there. This is Joe Wisdom. And I had an accident recently with one of my implements. I thought I placed it on a stable surface, but alas, I didn't. And I had spillage everywhere on my glass table. Sometime later, I cleaned it, of course. But I designated an area of the table with a special round disc. This has been another Joe Wisdom. Stay tuned for another one in just a few moments.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznat from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, so yeah.
Welcome back.
Cue Roger.
Yeah. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a damper weather forecast.
Cue Roger.
We've all been waiting for Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, I want to tell you to tune into these fine shows we source from our friends at Radio4All.net on Shyampa Radio, Traffic with Topper's radio show with Bill, and Upfront Soul All Night Long with Sangam Fromage. And oh man, be sure you tune into Headphone Meditations with John DuBose every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. New York time. Be sure to visit Shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Now, why don't you go grab your bongs biatches so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, dude.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony. You're welcome, Joe.
Oh, wow, okay. I guess, Joe, you... Good job, Joe. You did a fantastic job there.
Thank you.
He's got a thank you anyway. Gotta love Roger. He's so thankful. He's so polite. He's British, so he's polite, you know? That's what makes it so great. He'll thank you just for being in the room with him. Before we get to my crazy Florida news, it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently overcast. And 84 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity of 65% and a heat index value of 89 degrees. The dew point is 71 degrees and visibility is 10 miles. Tonight and Monday night, I have a feeling the forecast is going to change very quickly. There's a 30% chance.
Actually, I didn't even think about that part. I'm too busy.
If because you all can't see the script, Joe is as I'm reading the news script with my weather in it, he is changing the text in the script because we view a shared document during the broadcast.
Yeah.
And luckily for the current weather, I was just looking at the weather webpage, but now I have to go into my actual script. Tonight, Monday night, a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms, mainly before 11 tonight. Mostly cloudy with a low around 76. Tuesday, 60% chance of showers and storms, mainly after 5 in the afternoon. Partly sunny with a high near 92. Heat index value is as high as 101 with the finger chicken. The finger chicken will keep you cool. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. Tuesday night, 60% chance of showers and storms lightly, mainly before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 75. Wednesday, 60% chance of scattered showers and storms after 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 91. And then on Wednesday night, 60% chance of showers and storms before 8 in the evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 76. And now it's time for your crazy Florida news.
Yay!
Ooh. Let me tell you, that was an exercise. I like the winter months. I like doing the weather here in the winter months because it's like, it'll be sunny and 82 degrees. It'll be partly cloudy and 82 degrees. Partly sunny, 72 degrees. You know, here in the summertime.
Like weather sign clones and disturbing.
Exactly. And in the summertime here, it's a percentage at this time of day. And at that time of day, it's a different percentage. And then all this crazy shit happens. And some crazy Floridian sleeps with her sister. And we have a whole family that's dedicated to medical research of strangeness. All right. Our first Florida news story of the night. The Indian River County Sebastian Daily brings it to us. It is a story that tells us of the dangers of what happens when you run out of implements while living the Florida lifestyle. According to reports, Melanie arrived home drunk one afternoon and decided to argue with Douglas, her boyfriend, on whether or not they paid the electric bill. The argument got heated, and Melanie grabbed a phone and allegedly began striking her boyfriend 4 or 5 times across the forehead with it. But Melanie's booze-fueled tyrant did not end there. When Melanie realized they were out of alcohol, she accused Douglas of pouring all the booze down the drain and responded by pouring out the milk and other beverages down the sink as well. Then she urinated on the floor, followed up by stabbing Douglas in his left arm.
All right, then.
The police were contacted. Oh, goodness. Deputies found the victim. She just urinated on the floor. Deputies found the victim standing outside his home with a bloody knife and bleeding from his left arm. After retrieving a search warrant, detectives visited the home and found blood patterns that were consistent with the victim's story. The patterns shown that the victim was attacked with a knife in the location he described.
Oh, boy.
Melanie was arrested and transported to the Indian River County Jail, where she was charged with felony attempted murder. Her bond is set as $50,000.
How about felony urination?
I don't think there's such thing as a felony urination charge. Maybe. Why don't you go try peeing on a federal officer and see what happens, Joe? So let's see what you get charged with. That's Joe's great adventure. That's his. We'll drive him down to MacDill Air Force Base, and we'll see if he can get charged with federal urinating.
Oh boy.
Oh, let's move right along. Yes. There we go. Okay, so here we go. Our next story of the night comes from the Associated Press and brings us the latest update on our local Florida campaign trail. We may have covered this story in the past. She's run for office several times, and we will continue to cover it for years to come because it's Florida. Okay, U.S. House candidate Bettina Rodriguez Aguilera has a long list of accomplishments on her resume. However, she is best known for claiming that she was abducted by space aliens as a child, as Joe plays with his finger chicken. While Rodriguez Aguilera is a long shot in the race for an opening in the Miami area, the Miami Herald endorsed her for the GOP nomination. Rodriguez Aguilera is grateful for the endorsement and says that the tale of her kidnapping by aliens does not define her. All right, so here's the backstory. What the hell are you doing? Your finger chicken is getting out of control, Joe. It is taking over the studio camera. Rodriguez Aguilera claims that she was taken aboard a spaceship as a young girl by blonde extraterrestrials who resembled the Christ the Redeemer statue in Rio de Janeiro. Yep. She says they told her that the center of the world's energy is Africa, and that thousands of non-human skulls were once discovered in a cave on the Mediterranean island of Malta. And she also claims to have witnessed paranormal activity since then, saw a UFO at age 17, and has been in touch with the aliens telepathically long after her abduction. Rodriguez Aguilera is a former city council member in the suburb of Doral, who is the daughter of a Cuban political prisoner. She was previously a social worker, but she now runs a business training women in other countries how to run for political office. Rodriguez Aguilera says the theme of her campaign is people above politics, and that she trains people around the world for democracy.
She should train chickens.
Finger chickens, right? Finger chicken good? Is it finger chicken good, Joe? I need to take a drink here.
I do too, but it is definitely finger chicken good. And it's funny because there's like little alien people in my Shyampa chat window.
Are there now? I haven't looked. I've been reading my new script.
It's asking me if I want to create an exclusive community.
Our guest, I guess, is Ezel, says he once got charged for felony staring. There you go.
Yeah,
felony staring. There you go. All right, so let me go through the last one here. Let me make it through, and then we'll hit our plethora section.
Okay.
All right, so where's my button? Where's the button?
Button.
Oh, God.
Ooh, sexy.
See, Joe has the opportunity of seeing the associated picture with the news file. The Miami Herald brings us our final naked Florida news story of the night. That is something you'd only see in Miami. It's hot out, like really hot out. And when you've got to make a trek across Miami on a bicycle in this 95 degree heat, you want to remain as comfortable as possible while getting there in the shortest amount of time.
But he wore leggings.
No, those are just socks and shoes. Wearing nothing but a string thong, pink socks, and sneakers, a nearly naked man on a bicycle zigzagging through the lanes of I-95 Thursday evening. Yep, the man stunned commuters.
Stunned
commuters is my little arms going off. The man stunned commuters on the busy highway just north of downtown Miami, and people documented the event on social media, on their phones, at 55 miles an hour, in a car, on a busy Miami highway. No wonder why I pay so much for fucking car insurance. The department got so many calls about the naked man on I-95, however, by the time Deputy Donut got to that stretch of highway, the bicyclist was nowhere to be found. The Florida Highway Patrol wants to remind motorists that riding a non-motorized vehicle on a highway is illegal. But it is still sexy. Especially when you look like this dude. Look for the show notes tonight. Check out the show notes on Radio for All. You get the link for it. It's a great... And it's actually a video. This is just an image clip from the video. So it's even better than that. So, and that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, dude. Thank the database. You're tuned into Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique studio experience.
You.
But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, Plethora Monday. Take it away, guys.
All right, thanks, Betty.
Yeah, thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony. You got it, Joe.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Anthony. You're welcome, Joe.
There goes Roger, just thanking everybody. You're welcome. Yes. Yeah, that's how Roger is. He's
so
British.
What do you got for us tonight in Plethora tonight?
Well, we have to remind all of our listeners that we are going to be taking a 2-week break.
Yes.
We will not be back until September 17th. Right? When do you go on your trip?
September 3rd is...
Labor Day. We're taking Labor Day off.
September 10th.
Is when you're traveling. So 17th. We will be back on the 17th.
Yep. We'll be back on the 17th.
Yep, we're taking 2 weeks off. Just as a heads up, I mean, one, because it's the holiday, and we do need to take a holiday off once in a while, and the other because Joe will be traveling, and while we like to get him on remote feeds, he will not have such an opportunity.
No, I will not have such an opportunity because cell phone service will probably be nil while I'm out there.
So he couldn't call in for an hour and do the call-in show as an hour, which would prove to be interesting. Maybe his mother might enjoy it.
Yeah, and this will be a weedless trip unless there is some divine miracle that there's weed available. I don't know. Who knows?
It's Missouri, right?
Yeah.
I thought... Didn't she ever, go out to Arizona at one point or consider it? Or was there Arizona in her future? Or am I just confusing her with something else?
You're confusing her with something else. Ooh, we got it.
But I'm not confused about the call that we're getting. All right, caller, you're on the air. Sounds like Ezel.
It is Ezel.
Hey,
Ezel, how's it going?
Hey, I got my clay people telling everybody, fuck you, man. I'm telling you.
Fuck you!
Wow.
Oh, man. Hey, we went on that trip to Italy to see the Museum of Poop. Oh, man, that was great. I'm telling you, man, they use poop for everything in the museum.
Wow, really? Really? Are you sure you just weren't at the bus station?
Can you stick your penny in the
Oh, man, I'm telling you, they use it for mortar between the bricks, man. I'm telling you, what a way to use poop. And then, after that, we went to Taiwan, and we went to the poop restaurant in Taiwan.
Oh, boy.
That was great. I'm telling you. But anyway, boys, I want to tell you, I'm getting my shit together for Christmas, okay? I'm putting it together. And we're gonna market the Chia Pet Clay People.
Chia Pet Clay People.
The Chia Pet Clay People, man. And it comes complete with the weed seeds. You put the seeds in the head, you water it, and man, you're all set, man.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Wow.
Chia Pet Clay People, man. Look for it at your local stores and on TV, all right, man? We'll be getting that out to the people pretty soon, you know. Only in legal states like California and Colorado, you know.
Oh, yeah, we can't do the non-legal states. That would be bad.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. But anyway, I'm telling you, boys, you're doing good. It's a great show. And
thank you.
Continue the good work. I'm going to miss you for 2 weeks. I'm going to take a vacation, too, man.
Yeah, okay. You know, sometimes we need to. Where are you going to go, Ezel?
I don't know. I'm going to ask the gay people where we want to go. We're going to go somewhere. So, and we'll come back with a full report, and we'll let you know what's going on.
Okay, that sounds good.
It'll be interesting, I'll tell you right now. We're going to put it together.
I can imagine.
All right, boys, I'm going to let you guys go and chitter-chatter and do what you do best there, man. You guys are...
All right, thanks for calling in, man.
Thank you, Ezel.
See you later, man. All right, bye-bye.
So if you want to,
that was interesting that we get, we do get callers.
Yes, we do.
Because I've been listening to some different types of podcasts. Some, you know, from questionable sources. Some are definitely to the extremes of both fringes of the left and the right. Some are libertarian.
Okay.
But, you know, they don't have the same kind of pizzazz that we got.
They don't have the same kind of pizzazz.
Yeah.
That's because we are radio theater.
They don't have an Ezel McAdoo.
No, that's true. That's true. Ezel is a one of a kind. Definitely a one of a kind. But if you want to give us a call and squeeze in for 3 minutes, because that gong said 3 minutes of the ugly light, you can give us a call 813-327-8566.
So now, what if we did want to say, hypothetically, we wanted to take funds so that we could purchase the gear to do remote broadcasts? What would we need to be considered then?
You would need a hotspot? Most likely.
I'm talking in terms of business licenses. Statuses of tax liabilities and all that nonsense. Would we need to be a non-for-profit or a not-for-profit organization?
Not exactly sure I understand the question.
Like if we wanted to do our own GoFundMe or one of those micro-funding
sources. No, we can do it. We just have to tell people that, A, we're not a non-profit. We're just raising funds for something, and it's not tax-deductible because we're not a tax-exempt organization. So
that's what we are.
That's a very extensive and expensive process. Yes, it's several thousand dollars. Yes, we can't. We can barely keep the lights on.
Yeah, right.
So, you know.
Much less let that Chinese place use that extension cord, which has been getting very hot lately.
Well, you know, it's because
they added a couple extra fryers, I think.
I think so. I think we got to drop them another line or something. Maybe, you know what we should do? I'll plug it in. I'll plug one of them. I'll give them another one, and I'll plug it into the gas station on the corner.
Okay.
Because there's a homeless man that sits out in front at night on the weekends and watches his black and white television. In front of the shell. used to have it at Clark and Devon in the early aughts when I used to.
Interesting.
There was a homeless man. He'd roll his shopping cart up to the corner. There was a Shell sign. It had like a little ledge around it, and he'd sit on the edge. And there was an outlet right on the side of the sign.
Homeless man.
He'd plug in this TV.
I came out of Dunkin' Donuts with my beverage and my donut, and I was eating and drinking, and all of a sudden across the street I saw a homeless man
eating and drinking. Oh my goodness. You too. Why not me? There you go. Was it exciting?
He was masturbating behind the bus bench. There was another passenger waiting for the bus that I don't think even noticed what was going on. But you know, I do have Hawkeye vision. And I do tend to post these things from time to time in my Facebook feed.
I see.
But no, I did not post this, and I will not post that. It was just an interesting expression of human nature.
Oh, okay. Well, wow.
That's all I can say. That was a very crazy day.
I can imagine. That would be a crazy day. How do you explain that to your girl? I saw someone masturbating behind a bus stop, so and someone was sitting at that bus stop and didn't know what was happening. What was that?
What was exciting about your date today, Joe?
Yeah, right. So it sounds like the ugly lights are coming on. I just got caught farting in the talent booth. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us, our leakcast, in your own special little snowflake way.
That's right. Glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony show tonight here on Shot Amper Radio. Remember, all times are Eastern. Be sure to check out Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon. Then Sundays at noon. And then another recast on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Remember, all times Eastern.
You can make your morning commute. Shut up. I'm trying to find an episode of This Way Out. You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She plays the first 15 minutes of random podcasts from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy, repetitive attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. New ones will come soon, guys. Just be patient. It's the content. It's all about the content.
And the energy is required.
And the energy is required, yes. Then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers weekday afternoon starting at 3:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off some crazy music, combines it with comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Remember. It's 4:20 somewhere.
It is.
And that means I'm in programming Technic Q audio heaven. You know, folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned to Shyampa Radio and leave it on in the background. That's Shyampa Radio. Visit chiampa.info. You can see our most current broadcast schedule and our social media and much, much more. There's links to the Joe and Anthony show, to headphone meditations. There's links to all kinds of stuff that's
everything
that we do. You know, sometimes we do little funny announcements and I make funny comments and make stuff that would make you think that I'm probably going to be
committed
dementia.
Committed, I thought more like it.
Yeah, that too.
That could be a good one.
You know, but let's see. I mean, today actually has been, like I said, quite an interesting day. Let's see. Let's hear this. Yeah, see?
Wow.
We'll put that together in a future little cart.
Yeah, something. Yeah. Definitely something. So, there is a new This Way Out that's coming out, but I don't think it's going to happen because the announcer copy just came out and the feed hasn't dropped yet on Radio for All. So, and I doubt that in the next minute that it's going to happen.
I'm sitting here clicking refresh.
Yeah, that doesn't help me, though.
I'm hoping.
I'd have to download it. No, there's no way I can possibly do it in that amount of time. It's just going to...
Boopity, 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 boop.
Sorry, buddy. It's just gonna be that way. All right, folks. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We will be back in 2 weeks. Check out our blog at shyampa.info. Actually, we'll be gone for 2 weeks. We'll be back in 3 weeks. No, 2 weeks. Anyway... Remember, folks, don't record yourself farting at work and stabbing an alien while riding your bicycle in the nude down I-95 in Miami. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a repeat episode of This Way Out with a P.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with a
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.